Hi, everyone. Welcome to Angel Answers. This is your host, Mary Hernandez, and I'm here with DC Love, Nicola Parrington, and Liz Sister. Liz, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Liz Sister. I am a spiritual counselor and healer, and recently was able to add to my resume a card deck author. I just released my first deck of inspiration cards, and I've been enjoying my time with these ladies the last few months, so I guess radio co-host could be also on there as well. But I'll pass it over to Nicola.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nicola, of course. I work in therapy, and I like to combine that with my psychic mediumship skills. Also, I use oracle and tarot card decks, plus, of course, my witch sticks and runes. I'm enjoying radio very much. So, pass you on to DC. Are you there?
I'm here, Nicola. Thank you. Hey, everyone. It's DC Love. A little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an animal communicator, a seer and ordained minister, a dream interpreter. I'm published in some books with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, as well as being voted the world's most recommended female psychic medium with that organization in 2017. I have a beautiful team of guides, and my favorite, of course, is my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I do have also a not-so-divine guide, and she, of course, is Joan Rivers. She gets me into a lot of trouble, but I'm just, basically, if you want the cliff notes, is I feel like I'm a spiritual jack of all trades. Whatever needs to be done, I just jump in and, you know, get the job done. So I feel really blessed, you know, to be here today and to connect with everyone. And I love our team. We have the most beautiful team of women here and those in spirit who I have to, you know, give them a hello. And I'm just so thankful and blessed to be here and part of this beautiful team. Thank you, Nicola.
Welcome. That is awesome. Well, a little bit about myself. I'm now a Reiki healer, and I'm also an intuitive empath. I get messages from spirit. I have a wide variety of cards, including oracle decks, tarot, and now, of course, we have the Daily Wisdom by Liz Sister, one of our hosts. So they're just so amazing, a great addition to my decks. And I also work with pendulums as well. I just wanted to say that. And they're really good to get yes and no answers as well.
Beautiful. And I just want to say, Liz, your cards are amazing. I received a deck that I purchased for a friend's birthday, and she just went nuts. She couldn't believe how beautiful they were. So we sat together. She had to open everything, and she had to pick a card, and she was just so excited. But the messages are amazing, and the artwork is amazing. It's just, they're divine. They're truly divine.
Oh,
and we
have they are, so much.
They are so
I'm
amazing.
I'm loving mine as well. Yeah.
But we wanted to say, you know, make sure we say, you know, happy St. Patty's Day, everyone. And Liz was saying maybe St. Patrick might stop by. I couldn't find him, Liz, but I did find Archangel Raphael. And he's stopping by to wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. And his message is, may love, health, and happiness always be yours. May your problems be less. May your blessings be more. May leprechauns and angels be near, spreading luck, protection, and favor at your door. May the dreams that you hold dear come true before night. God bless you. I love you, Archangel Raphael. So I hope that suffices, Liz, because like I said, I really looked and I could not find St. Patrick. But I did
find busy today.
You know what? I did find someone else. Now, I when I talk with Nicola sometimes, you know, we chat back and forth on Facebook, I think we just bring in all of these spirits, you know, with us. It's just so amazing. So one day we were just, you know, chatting back and forth, and her and spirit guide Lynn mentioned Chewbacca from Star Wars. And I'm looking, I'm thinking, I'm reading this, I'm like, what? And then I had to type back to Nicole and say, wow, I said, well, I actually channeled Chewie, you know? And I said, you know, I'm going to share my channeling with you. And it all started with me driving home from the store. And here I am, I noticed in the oncoming lane coming at me, it was what looked like Chewbacca from Star Wars. Driving a car, I'm like, oh my God, it's not Halloween, you know? And then I'm thinking, well, wow, that's the first Wookiee I ever saw in our area. So I was taken back for a moment. It happens to me quite often. And you've got to get prepared, because the more you get into it, to what we're doing, the messages come from, as you ladies know, anywhere and everywhere. If we're watching, if we're paying attention. So I, of course, you know, took the opportunity, you know, and asked, well, is there a message? So I wasn't sure if at that time, you know, they were asking me to assist in restoring freedom to the galaxy, or maybe even, you know, become a Jedi in training. Can you imagine? So I was thinking, well, like, what's going to happen? So I wasn't ready, of course, to be Chewie's co-pilot. But every time that we connect like that, there's always, you know, there's something to learn. And I did learn a few lessons. And here's, you know, what I got from Star Wars. Everything starts with a dream and a belief. Never stop dreaming. We must have desire to transform our dreams into reality. Be a true friend. A friend in need is a friend indeed. A true friend will be with you through thick and thin. Find a good mentor to help shape your life. He or she will help you to direct your path in the darkness. His or her teachings will be there with you throughout your life. Never leave things half done and always finish what you start. Never judge anyone by the way they look. Looks can be deceiving. And don't believe everything that you see. Anything is possible. The word itself spells I'm possible. You can achieve whatever you want in life, and we can all be a warrior or a princess. Don't put any limitations on what you can achieve in your lifetime. Connect with the good force within you. When we find that we are in a state of fear or maybe anger, that can lead us down a dark path. Always connect with the hero within and let him or her help you to reach your destiny. Stay away from the dark side and may the force be with you. So that was part of the message that I got from that little encounter. Then the next part of the message comes from watching a movie. And the movie that I was watching was The School of Life. And that movie's about a new history teacher. He uses an approach that not only, you know, was able to teach the students, but it also taught the faculty as well to live your life the best that you can while you can. And here are some more lessons that I learned from this movie. Education is truly a hero's journey. Going to school is sort of like, you know, being in a Star Wars movie. You are all Luke Skywalker. School is one of the many places that you're going to receive your Jedi training. We need to go and get ready to do battle against the evil empire. And the evil empire, though, it's only a belief. It's the belief that we have limitations. Each of you are heroes of your own story. And the most important thing that you can do is to make your story epic. You have unlimited potential. Believe in yourself and approach every situation with the mindset, and you're going to be able to fulfill your wildest dreams. You are perfect just the way you are. You don't have to change anything. When you believe those statements, you will become unstoppable. There will be absolutely nothing that can stand in your way. You are your own teacher. You are your own master. And you've got to be brave enough to take that leap of faith. Don't be afraid to become the person you were meant to be. And don't worry about what you're doing. It doesn't matter. Worry about who you are becoming, who you are being. Celebrate whether you win or lose. Everything happens for a reason. And soon, you know, everything is going to make sense. It's going to be understood. Life is all about timing and taking your shot. Don't ever miss the chance to spread your wings and fly. Every single moment that we have is precious, and it should never be wasted. If there's something that you want to do, don't put it off another day. Make your dreams your reality. Miracles can happen every day if you let them. They're all around us. A person who takes the time to care for others, even when they have their own problems, is truly special. And everyone's different and special in their own way. You know, live your life. Own it. Don't live in anyone's shadow. Life is shorter than you think. Live life fully with heart and soul. And as you may have noticed, there were quite a few synchronicities within the messages, and they're meaningfully related. Nothing happens by chance. And I feel that God and the angels and the universe are helping us to see we can transform our lives with these beautiful messages as we notice the synchronicities everywhere. Maybe may the force be with you too. That's what I got, ladies, from my encounter with Chewy and from watching that movie.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, I love that, DC.
Yes.
But I have to say to everyone that I'm so proud of these ladies because they are living their lives, each of them. You know, I'm so proud of each of you. You're just doing an amazing job. I'm in awe.
Thank you.
Thank you for your assistance, DC.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're guiding.
As long as you don't put me in the driver's seat, we're going to be fine. Well, I'm noticing we have a couple of callers. Does anyone have anything to say before we start opening the phone lines?
Just happy St. Patty's Day.
I was just going to say that. Happy St. Patty's Day. I just wanted to say,
do you have your deck available?
I do.
Can you just pick out a St. Patty's Day, you know, message for us?
Sure. But your message, DC, I was going to say, you know, coming up a year of this pandemic, I think a lot of people are really, everyone's realizing that, right, that we can't live in fear. We've got to get out. We've got to live and enjoy life, you know, and just not hold back. What are we waiting for?
Definitely. Beautiful.
I got chills.
Beautiful.
With that, Liz.
I love that.
Yes, the best message ever. And it's you know, synchronistic in regard to the other messages, you know? Beautiful.
Absolutely. So the card I pulled for our St. Patty's message for our audience and everyone is leave a trail of sunshine wherever you go. So never hurts.
I love this.
You know, make people's day and be pleasant. So
beautiful. And you really live that, Liz. I mean, just, you know, your post. And the other ladies do, too. So, as I said, I'm like, in awe with the whole team here. You guys are amazing. And I'm just so thankful to be here with you. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's been such an amazing experience.
Yeah, it is.
Liz, before you open up the lines, I wanted to say, since I have your deck as well, your beautiful deck, I pulled out a card for everyone, and it says, happiness comes when we give, not when we receive. And that is so on point. It's so amazing.
Okay.
We need to give more.
Yeah.
So I love it. I love your deck.
Oh, thank you.
They are truly divinely inspired messages. Really beautiful.
Yes.
Well, but not only was that, you know, you with your deck, though, you have that beautiful the marker that you can write on, like, your mirror, like an inspirational message, and then the tip of it has the eraser. So I was explaining all of that to my friend. She opened her deck today, and then she saw the crystal on top of it, and it was like Christmas in this little bag. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Liz, I have say, if I may, I had a friend came to see me who is a medium herself, and I asked her if she wanted to pick one of the cards, and she thought it was an amazing deck. And she agreed with me that there will probably be deck number 2 and deck number 3 coming soon. So.
I have I have some things in the works, so we'll see what happens. You know, you get love it. It just comes when it comes.
Yes, I'm sure we will.
It's an amazing deck. Yeah. It truly is.
Oh, thank you so much. It makes me so happy that so many people see what I saw and you know, just enjoy it as much as I do. So that's exciting.
It really is. So. Yeah. I mean, you put thought into it. I mean, from the time that they see that beautiful envelope and then they open it up and all that's inside, like I said, it's like almost like Christmas in that little bag. It's beautiful. I love it.
Well, I did take time on every little bit. I thought it was important. So I'm glad.
Yes.
I'm glad that the intentions got out there and everyone has received the message as well. And so, well, we'll see what the future holds. We'll see how many more we have coming.
Yes. Well, we can't wait.
So I guess we better get picking up some phone calls, I think.
We're
a lot of callers. And I'm sure these people are ready for some angel answers.
Yes.
Well, all Len's right. ready. Len wants you to know first. He's in his racing car. He's got his foot on the gas pedal, and he's saying, what are we waiting for?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? When you said that, you just called in Joan Rivers in her convertible. She's driving, and Ginger's riding shotgun. I hope there's no accidents.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, we're going to have fun tonight.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go, good ladies. Area code 873, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, just a relationship question about a man named Mark and I. And I'm just wondering if you see Mark and I getting into a more serious relationship. Like, just, like, boyfriend-girlfriend kind of thing, not, like, marriage or living together, just exclusivity.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Okay, Samantha, this is DC. I got, Ginger gave a pause up. She just, you know, she liked the energy between the two of you. So that's the first thing I got is she was saying, ooh la la. You know, there could be something substantial there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's just saying, she's giving you bail money. Okay. She's saying, you know, you got to watch out because this could be so much fun that this could sort of like be your partner in crime. So just.
Yeah.
You know, have fun, but be careful, okay? But I do love the energy. Like I said, I do love, you know, the beautiful energy, and it could turn out to be something amazing, okay? And I'm just getting, like, love, like, and happiness. And I do feel like, you know, a strong bond can be formed between you, okay? So,
Yeah. You
know... I'm getting, you know, the sun is shining over you guys, okay? So enjoy this time, you know, enjoy this time. I would take it slow and just, you know, sort of I'm seeing like a crock pot simmering. No need to rush, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And what I'm getting too, like you've got to make sure that, you know, before you get serious with anyone that you're taking care of yourself, okay? And you're focusing on you because you're the most important person that you'll, you know, ever have a relationship with. And we've got to remember that because a lot of times people, like, they lose themselves in the relationship, okay?
Yeah.
So you've got to make sure you're this amazing cake and whomever you're with is only going to be icing on the cake. Okay, so I'm getting hung that, you know, if you want to have, like, a really nice relationship, you need to make sure that you're balanced before you get into the relationship, okay? I'm getting as well, there might be a little bit of healing that's needed prior to you really getting serious with anyone, okay? And you can't give like what you don't have. And if you work on you, like prior to you getting like really serious, I'm getting that, you know, your wishes can be fulfilled. Okay, I feel there's a lot of love, okay. There's going to be a lot of joy, but there's going to be a little bit of work needed, and both of you have to, you know, be willing to do the work together. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm getting, like, I'm feeling like there's going to be, like, a lot of high energy. And there might be, like, a little bit of, like, sort of friendly competition between the two of you. There's, you know, like I feel a beautiful bond will be forming. And I sort of feel, though, like there's going to be an element of sort of where one partner is not being as expressive and telling what they're feeling. So I don't know if it's purposely, like, not saying something. Maybe they're, you know, they're not trusting at the moment, okay?
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just hiding. They could be hiding emotions. So I do feel there's potential, but you both have to be, you know, able to communicate and communicate openly. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So from what I'm getting, there's a lot of potential there. Okay, you have the ability to have a beautiful spiritual relationship as well as, you know, a physical relationship. And I'm seeing bricks, like a foundation is being built. So you've got to stay focused on what you're desiring, what you're wanting, what you want out of a relationship. Write it down on a piece of paper. Make a line down the middle. Make sure you write down the things that you don't want. Visualize your desires to bring them into reality. Okay, and like I said, take it slow. That's why I have good luck to you, hon. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi there, it's Nicola here.
Hi.
If I can just jump in, because my guide Lenny's absolutely raring to go. First of all, I'm extremely chilled from everything that DC has told you, because while you were doing that, I was listening, and Len, my guide, and myself, we were putting cards out together. He was explaining everything to me, and it was absolutely spot on. Every message, what you've just been told. Now, what Len wants you to know is saying, especially focus on the healing begins. The message I got, healing begins. He said, I'm chilled now from his message. He's saying, you still are healing, but as you were told by DC, you've got, in my way of saying it from him, you've got an opportunity now where you can do your healing at the same time as being in the relationship, if that makes sense. But you do need to take it slow, and you need to listen to your intuition. Because what I did get was the message of win or lose. Now, it's not lose in a negative sense. It's more saying it's up to you, really. If you push too fast, the other person is going to pull away. So it's a push-me-pull-me situation. If you feel the need to speak your mind, you should do. But this could go really well for you if you take it slowly, as you were told, because you got soulmate connection. Len tells me you are going through spiritual growth. So I sometimes put that alongside the healing begins, because I think you're experiencing different feelings. And so it's easier to move forward with someone. And you got answered prayer. So this person could be the answer to what you've been asking for. But Len's saying you need to let go and let God. That's his words. So just sort of relax into the early stages of this relationship. Because you've also got, if this works well, you've got opportunity beckons. So there will be more opportunities alongside to do with the new partner that you have. I don't know if it's just that you'll, if, when you're able to go to more places and do some travel, I'm shown travel. I think you'll do more things together. But Len's saying you're going through a period of transmutation. So a new you is emerging. So there's more to come from you, if that makes sense. So, as always, he likes to give everybody homework. So he's giving you some homework, and he's asking you to, he's showing me the win or lose card again, and he's saying, I want you to focus on yourself. He wants you to focus on you. And oh, here we go again with the chills. He's saying, as DC told you, you know, about the icing on the cake. Well, he's saying he wants you to be able to experience eating that icing as well, you know, on the cake. So he's telling you to take things slowly, take opportunities as they present themselves, but to look at why you question things. You do question. So he's saying he thinks that's your intuition. So homework for you is to work on how you feel, why you think you feel like that, what signals you're getting. But you do have a potential here with answered prayer and spiritual growth for this to be the soulmate connection that you're looking for. So does any of that make sense, what I've said?
Yes.
Does it feel right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
thank
yeah.
You.
Yeah, so slowly, slowly, he's saying, okay. And
thank you.
I'll hand you over to the ladies now.
Thank you.
Hi, Samantha, this is Mary. Well,
hello.
Well, I'm gonna agree with the ladies. Everything they said is in agreement to the card I pulled as soon as you called in. I pulled the card, and romance and connection fall out for you from the angel guide oracle deck. And it's what I kept hearing was sacred union. And as I'm saying it, I'm getting chills. Like this union is just sacred. And within, in this card, I see two people, and both of them are holding their hands together, and there's a circle of light around their hands. So to me, that means sacred. And I want to read a couple of things from the book. It says, your angels are guiding you to begin seeing yourself as loving and deserving of love. Know that you have so much goodness and light to offer others and the world. You are also being encouraged to know that the world wants to see you, to know you, and to understand your heart. All of this is only possible with your permission. And another meaning is angels of romance are swirling around your life right now. So that's all I have. I hope that really helps, but it really resonates with what the ladies have said.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the energy. And
you're welcome. Now you have me.
Pardon me?
Hi, Samantha.
Liz.
It's Liz. I still have my reading for you. As soon as you asked the question, I immediately felt my heart chakra start to swell right up. So I knew love is in the air, and it's a deep connection. You know, this isn't superficial. And as I shuffled my first deck, the card that popped out was love and compassion. So it's a beautiful picture of two hands coming together, holding a heart. Just saying that there is a, you know, and the heart's exuding all this beautiful light, and there is a connection there. But, you know, sometimes love isn't always easy because a lot of times we bring past experiences into it. We bring our own baggage with us, all of those things. So sometimes we have to do some work, and sometimes we have to realize that that work has to be done on us. It's not always somebody else. Because relationships are about compromise, right? So the other card I pulled for you was Radha and Soul Flame. Rediscover a lost part of yourself. Experience relationship harmony and healing. So just like the other lady said, I think you're going to go through a period of growth. You're in there now. You know, be gentle with yourself. Be easy with yourself. You know, just because we find a part of us that needs to be healed, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with us. So just embrace that time and do the work, because that'll help your relationship in the long run. And it's going to make you an even more beautiful person than you are now. It's just, it'll make all the difference in the world. So I hope that message serves you, Samantha, and we'd love to hear back from you.
Definitely. I definitely communicate to you in the future how things are going. I really, really appreciate
awesome.
It. Thank you so much for your
you're welcome. Have a
the energy
too.
That you put into answering my question. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. All right. Have a great night, Samantha, and call us back soon.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. What a nice call.
Beautiful.
Nice reading,
yes, ladies. It was amazing, the readings.
All right. Are we ready for our... Yes, because they're lighting up, these callers. Yeah.
Yes, we are.
All right.
We're ready.
All right. Area code 973, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Oh, is that me?
973?
Yeah, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you, Jennifer? Do you have a question for us?
Good, how are you? Good, how are you? Michelle and I are listening at the same time.
How are you, Jen? It's you, Jen.
Good. Yeah, it's me, Jen. I've been listening, and we were trying to figure out, we were just chatting back and forth. I'm like, I don't really know how to actually call in. We didn't realize by listening we were calling in.
So this is my friend Jen Kupcho. She is a spiritual mentor. And, Mary, you actually have her deck of Authentic
yes.
Splendor cards.
Oh, my gosh, Jen.
And,
I love your deck.
Thank you. That's so awesome. I'm like, wait, I think that's me.
I love your daily messages, too. You're amazing. Aw,
thank you. Well, I just figured I would call. I had just gotten off of a call to a friend who has been held up in the hospital for about a year, and so we just do every other week we kind of touch base, and so we were kind of mentoring each other, and I said, oh, look, they're live, and I just am open up. I don't have a specific question, but anything, any messages, anything, I am an open book and would love to receive. As much as I give, I'd love to receive.
Oh, wonderful, Jen. Well, I'm sure the ladies here will have beautiful messages for you, so we'll go ahead and get started.
Yay. Yes, it's very nice to connect, and we've heard so much about you. This is DC.
Oh, thank you.
So it's just so amazing to have you, even call in. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Well, I love it. I'm just so excited to, like, all of us. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Each
yes,
one of us, we
yes.
are the same, and lifting each other up. That's what it is.
But you know what? My dog Ginger's coming forward, and she's saying, girlfriend, you've got the fire. She said the fire is, like, burning within you. And
aww.
You're a very powerful woman, a very powerful soul, and you're doing, an amazing job on your journey. And she's saying she's so in awe of the way that you inspire others and the way that you create. So she's saying this is a very, this is a very fertile time for you. And she's saying she's not going to believe what's coming next, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm seeing you, you're going, you're ascending. You're going up. So you're not on the level that you're going to be, at. You're going to be going higher. You're ascending upward. And Joan Rivers is coming in, and she's saying, Jen, make sure that you have underwear on, because as you're going up that ladder of success, people are watching.
No worries. I do not leave home without my underwear.
Okay, well, she's just, I'm just saying, So just make sure,
it.
Yeah. you brought in Joan.
Oh,
she was just happy to connect, and she likes your style. She sees a lot of prosperity coming your way, and from her perspective, she's saying, wow, she's going be able to do a lot of shopping. There's going to be a lot of purchases in her future, you know?
I'm doing that now.
So she's saying, don't worry about anything. She's saying, the money's going to roll in. And she's saying, I almost feel like, you know, like this is going to possibly like a lot of money at once may come in. So I don't know if you've been thinking about like something, but she's saying this is going to be a big one. And Ginger's like looking. She said, yes, pennies from heaven, but it's not chump change.
Ooh.
Okay?
Oh, I like that.
That's not chump change. So she's giving you an umbrella because the pennies are coming so fast that she doesn't want you to get hurt. She doesn't want you to get a concussion. So she's giving you this umbrella. So it's so funny.
I love
and
it.
You're saying,
oh my.
She's saying, Mom, she's saying, this lady's got so much passion for life. You know, just like the ladies here tonight, of course, like my co-hosts. But she's saying, you are such an inspiring woman. And she's saying, wow. And you know how to express it and, you know, just share it with the world. You know, and she's saying there's so much more in you, Jen. And when she's saying there's so much more in you, Jen, she's grabbing one side and Joan is grabbing the other and they're screaming, let it out, let it out. Share it with the world, you know. Live your passion, you know. yeah, make sure you're wearing underwear, whatever you're doing, you know, because you're going to have a lot of people watching.
I love it.
Creating,
oh my God,
like
really
the you know the life
all.
Of your dreams. You're a very powerful person, and it's going to be you know an amazing time for you. Really, really amazing.
I feel
so,
it.
I want to find
Thank
out more
you.
About your cards. I'll have to ask the ladies, and I would like to find out a little bit more, you know, about that beautiful you know card deck. You know.
Oh, thank you. Yes, ask them. They've got them. Yeah, they work. I mean, I just love how we're
yeah,
all creating,
and they just
all fit together. Just all everything blends together,
yeah.
right? All of our, you know, the collective. Oh, I love it. That is the best and funnest.
I mean,
it's
absolutely amazing. You're doing a great job. You know, and we have Dolly Parton's higher self coming in, and she's saying a strong woman, you know, looks a challenge in the eye and gives it away. Oh, she's saying. You go, girlfriend. So
love it. Ooh, Dolly.
Well, that's yeah. Well, her higher self, Dolly Parton's higher self, came in.
Yes, I got you. You know, I got it.
She's,
love
you know,
that.
She came from the beginnings, and she's showing me like the coat of rags that she wore that her mama made and everything. And she's just, she just loves you. She thinks she's beautiful inside and out.
Oh my God! Now I have chills. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling in. It was an honor to connect with you. And Ginger's saying,
too.
You know,
thank
tell
you.
Everyone you talk, Jen. Tell everyone you talk to the dog. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm. You know what? I have the duct tape on my end. We're going to be quiet now and let the other ladies join in. God bless, hon.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, it's Nicola here. Can I jump in with my guideline for you?
Please, yes.
He's making me laugh. I'm having to really hold back because he's making me really impatient to speak. He's got a lot to say tonight. And he's, I know, and he's saying, he's going, oh, say it, so I've got to say it. He's doing a little dance around my living room, and he's saying, you've got the Midas touch. And that gave me chills because you've just been told about money. He said, everything you touch turns to gold. Everything you touch is turning to gold. So then I asked him to help me pick the messages, so I drew some cards. And you have to see this to believe it. I wish they were mine. I'm going to say it. The first thing we started out with the power card. And he's saying, you do have the strength of a lion. You do. He said, you're a make things happen person. And he likes that. He likes that in you. You're very positive. He wants to tell you a little bit about yourself. So he's saying you're very optimistic, positive, but very considerate. And he likes the balance. You're very balanced. But the part that I think you'll want to hear is you got material and spiritual prosperity along with new beginnings, triumphant success, hope, and spiritual union. And then when I looked at another deck just to get some, just in case you needed any more confirmation than that. You got the Mystic, which is yourself, because yourself, you're very psychic, of course. And alongside that, the Guardian. Well, the Guardian is you've got, like Lenny's saying, we've all got people looking after us in spirit. But you've got your particular team who are looking out for you, you're watched out for. And they're helping you a lot at the moment because you're basically in the driving seat now for all of this that you're coming into. I'm particularly drawn to wisdom. Len's saying, with the right wisdom, with that little bit of a mix of magic, you're definitely coming into a lot of money, and I can hear it. It's dropping coins from a bag. I can only call it a bag, and I can hear them dropping on the table, and the noise is, whoa. Yeah? Wow. As he said that, and I don't know why he's showing me this, but I'm seeing a little dog. Does this make any sense to you? I'm saying
yes,
little
that
because...
is,
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it
was one of my soul. She wasn't little, but she was little in humbleness.
Gentle.
In
yeah, very
gentle. She was my Colby. I've never grieved so much over the loss, but I also feel her. And she brought me my Gracie. I asked
she's
her,
with him.
And I knew.
She's
So my Gracie's here. Colby was there,
but she
brought me. Yeah, yeah. She's a bright light of a small, demure, grace-filled little soul. So she was a very large black dog, but she was a very
she's
very
gentle.
Very humble and small. Yes, very, very. I said she could have been a therapy dog. She was my therapy dog. I'll put it that way.
Well, why I'm telling you, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to talk over you. Forgive me for being so rude, but Lenny's just full of, he's so energetic tonight. He's got your little dog. I'm calling him little, and I can't help it, and I don't know why. But he's carrying her under his arm. Len absolutely loved animals in life. He did, especially dogs. And he's saying, she's all right with me, he said, because we're going to go for a long walk, he said, up the hills. Now, he's talking about the hills where I'm from in Yorkshire in England. And he's showing me all the heather on the hills, the colour, the beautiful lavender colour. He said, we're going to manifest a walk. We're going to do that. And when I look at your dog, the most beautiful eyes, the eyes were as gentle as the soul to look at. Yeah? And just so happy, just running free and so happy. And Len said you needed to hear that tonight. He wanted you to hear that. But I can't say it enough. You got triumphant success. I really cannot load this reading with any more. But Lenny's saying, make it big. Make it big. Your homework. Len's got homework for you. Everybody always gets homework, including me. Yours is don't just think big. Think bigger and then think bigger again. Okay? And it all starts this year. So I'm going to give you within 6 months. I'm going to be bold and give you a prediction.
Oh.
Within 6 months, you start to notice things. So I hope that's okay for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I take every moment of that. I have tears actually streaming over Colby. I knew she healed my family. She literally died of tumors, and I know that while she was with me, she took in toxicity, and she allowed me to find my spirituality and my gifts. She was my angel. So
she's an absolute angel, and she's here, and she's communicating to me that she's around you all the time, a very easy thing to say, I know, but she says you can feel it.
Oh, we can.
You can feel it.
Yes.
And Len is saying, can you take so much comfort from the fact that she's with Crazy Leonard? In spirit. And he's laughing and he's making his eyes go wider and smiling at me. And he's being naughty tonight. But he's saying she's fine. He's definitely going on some long walks. And if I know Len, she'll be a part of his little team of animals that follow him round. That come to see us all. And that actually brings tears to me because I know what a loving soul he is. And
aww,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was
thank
a pleasure
you so much
to read here.
Thank you. Oh, so beautiful.
That was so beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
Liz, can I go now or did you want to go?
No,
go ahead. Okay, so I have to say the deck that we're all talking about, Jennifer's deck, is called Returning to Your Authentic Self. And it's just totally amazing. And I'm so glad Liz Sister gifted me with this deck. And I'm ready for your next one, which is coming out soon.
Right? Well, they're already, I'm like, sometimes I have to pull the reins. I'm like, wait, I have other things. But, yeah, there's lots coming.
Yes, I'm so glad. I'm so happy because I actually love them. And just
thank
like the lady
you
said, like when they said, Jennifer, like money coming and good things coming, I kept getting chills. And then I look at the cards that I pulled for you, and I pulled from the postcards from Spirit. These are by
okay
Colette Baron-Reed, which are
another
amazing deck. I love these. And, it, of course, it's a green card, and it has rewards written all over it. So nothing but great things coming your way. So I'm going to read the postcard to you. It says, dearest you, we are sending you waves of love and joy as we watch you reap the rewards of your tenacity and faith. We know how long it has taken for you to reach some of your goals and that you've had disappointments along the way. Right now, we suggest you take a deep breath and fill yourself up with gratitude and tune into the vibration of well-being. Temporary conditions may be trying to hypnotize you into something else as your reality, but we know that happy rewards are on their way to you even now. Change is the only constant, so be open to it. You will achieve your dreams and more, we promise. But more important, your happy rewards will be gathered up in the small moments, the gentle breezes, the soft kisses, and the quiet commitments. Your happiest moments will be on the journey itself, not in arriving at any destination. And it says, you are surrounded by so much love and care. Can you feel it?
Wow, I got chills just like reading the whole thing.
So beautiful.
I got more tears, and I'm finding myself rocking. I'm literally rocking with the energy and the biggest one that I will say yes I say is that change is the one constant we can count on. So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I know without further ado, Liz wants to go.
I feel so important.
This
is like the best. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I just like thank God I had to go last because it took me that long to get myself together. I was so overwhelmed that it was you and like covered in goosebumps and chills because you know you and Michelle and I always have this uncanny connection, and you and I never have meeting in person. Just like these ladies I'm on the radio with, and I have the same connection with them, and it's so, so unreal sometimes. Like, I go, is this my life? and then, of course, I was bawling over Kobe because I know that you and I also share our fur babies now, our beautiful pit babies that we love, and it was a lot. So it was a lot.
I know
you.
I'm going to be thinking about all this. When I get off, I'll be like, pulling it all in.
So I pulled cards so they couldn't think straight. and the first one I got was Commander Ashtar, Call to Action. Take charge, lead by example, walk your talk. And I mean, I don't even need to explain it because it's just so funny because it's what we... We are always talking about. So, and I do know that you walk your talk, and when you don't, you let everyone know and you tell them, you know, hey, it happens, and we slip up and we make mistakes, but guess what? We can choose again, and we don't have to stay stuck in our ruts and all that stuff. So, I just thought that was so cool, and it's he has like the star of Metatron behind him, and so I know that is all about, you know, ascending and stepping up, and I know that that's what we're constantly doing and working on. So that was just a perfect alignment card. And then I received a message for myself earlier today, and then I kind of got a message for Michelle before the show, and I had like not time to give it to her. But it's funny because I got the same type of message for you. And it's winter solstice and reflection. So sometimes, you know, our nature is that we think we always have to be working, right? Like if we're not working, then we're not being productive and we're not doing things. And my message was to stop because you've done all the work, right? And that's what I think you're getting too. Like, it's okay. Don't feel like you're not being productive when you're resting, because you are. You've already put that stuff out there and it's already on its way. So now it's time to kind of sit and wait for it to come. And it's okay to rest. And it's okay to, you know, just be in that space of, right? And
that's the perfect message. That is the perfect message, because I always need the reminder, even though I know it, I feel it, I say it, but to hear, you know, to ask someone else to give me what I know, but to hear it in your voice and to hear it on the outside in my human ears is really important. So thank you. Thank you. I'm bowing to you. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome so much. I thank you for calling in. This was really special.
I know it was special for me, so thank you, all of you. I have never had a reading, honestly, so you all were my first reading.
Wow, goodness.
So thank you to all of you.
Yeah,
I'm sending you lots of kisses, so thank you so much. Blessed evening.
This is DC. I just have to ask you, my dog Ginger is just saying chunky monkey, chunky monkey. I don't know if that means anything to you.
Oh, no.
I keep hearing chunky monkey.
Sorry. That's what I call my cat. Sorry, but I have to tell you, she's a little bit overweight and she's called Jinx, but we call her chunky monkey and she loves it.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's why I didn't know where it was coming from. Ginger is just saying, chunky monkey, chunky monkey. I'm like, okay, I'll ask. Okay. Goodness.
Oh, but thank you for the laugh. Well, as long as it's not me, then it can be Jinx, because I don't want to be chunky monkey, but Jinx could be chunky monkey.
Oh, right? Oh, my goodness.
Well, have a beautiful evening, ladies, and thank you, thank you. This has been the best experience, my first, and couldn't have been better with all of my messages, so thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling in. It was an honor.
Have a great evening.
You too, Jen. Thank you. That was
so
funny.
Wow, beautiful.
Amazing, ladies. That was truly amazing.
Oh, I love Nan and her dailies. Oh, she's amazing.
My goodness.
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman. She, you know, does a lot of this work too, and she's it was really nice to have her call in. She's just so interesting.
It was absolutely beautiful.
It was, and Len wants to say, here he is again, but he's saying she has such a loving soul, beautiful.
She is beautiful.
She's really beautiful.
I'll invite you guys to her page when we're done tonight, because she has beautiful messages, beautiful insight. She's a teacher at, you know, like a school teacher. And
beautiful.
I couldn't imagine being one of her students, because she just takes so much time and passion for her career.
Wow.
So, yeah. But enough about that. We better get moving. All right. Are we ready, girls, for the next one?
Yeah, we're ready.
Ready.
All right. Area code 407, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please? They were dropped. We must have somehow missed them. Huh. Let's We'll go to the next one. Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Yes, you can. My first name is Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy. How are you?
Hey. How are you?
Pretty good. Chrissy's my downstairs neighbor.
Wow.
I get two people in the row.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
Do you have a question for us tonight, Chrissy? Or?
I do. Actually, it may be a little bit too much. I have a couple of questions. The first one's a little more serious. The second one, not so much. The first question I had, kind of struggling with kind of a legal matter. A situation occurred to me a couple of days ago, and I'm kind of on the fence if I should take it further. And, you know, I've been talking to my guides, and I think I'm just so confused about the whole situation. I'm not hearing correctly right now. My antenna's a little out of whack. So I was just wondering if you ladies had any insight on that. And the other question is just kind of a general, anything else you want to tell me?
Okay. Chrissy, this is DC. And when you asked about that, I did get that there would be a positive outcome. And today is St. Patty's Day, and I see all these little four-leaf clovers around you.
Oh,
and you asked about cleaning, and I did get yes. That things are going to come to fruition. It may take you a little time, you know, a little work on your part, put in the effort. But I'm getting, you know, it will turn out, you know, for your betterment. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm just getting, you know, like, you're very, very wise. You're very intuitive. So use those beautiful, you know, those beautiful abilities of yours. Okay? And my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, you know, girlfriend, you've got a team with you. You don't have to do anything alone ever. You know that. And this is Angel Answers. You have a team of angels, and you have those on the other side, guys. So you have an amazing team, and they can help you to make the decisions and to help you to move forward. And she's saying, you know, just take action, okay? And I do feel the love from your team. They're supporting you. They're going to help you to really make good decisions, okay? And just, you know, keep affirming that, you know, you're supported in everything that you do, and, you know, that you are very intuitive and you're wise and you're not going to make a mistake, okay?
Okay.
So that was from my dog, Ginger. And what I'm getting is the whole experience with the legal matter is that it's related to a past life experience, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, this is a time for you to just, you know, get through this and to finish whatever this lesson was that you were supposed to learn and to have, like, a resolution is what I'm getting. So if you use that inner power, I feel like, you know, you'll be able to, you know, to get through this, okay? And I feel a lot of blessings are coming your way. This is a time of renewal. It's going to be a time of peace, a time of joy. And just give yourself permission, you know, to do new things. Okay, so I feel like there's a lot of good coming for you, Chrissy, okay?
Awesome. Thank
you. So it's going to be,
you
know, it's going to be a beautiful time, but you've got to embrace it and welcome it. Okay. I want to ask you, is there anything medically going on that's concerning you?
Yeah, I have some stuff going on, yeah.
Okay, because I'm getting doctors don't know everything. And you know your body, you know, you should know your body better than anyway because it's your body, okay? So I'm getting,
okay.
You know, focus on the symptoms. And I'm getting, you know, use your intuition, too. That's going to help you. And just stay calm, okay?
Okay.
So I was picking up
you know, like on the like the health issues, but you're very intuitive, and you're going to be able to, you know, to hone in on it. Okay? Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what else they're saying.
Sure.
I'm just getting, like, Ginger's, like, she's putting all this padding around you, and she's, like, duct taping it all around you. She's saying, be careful. You know, you're not watching what you're doing. So this is a time where you might find that you're a little bit more accident prone. So really be careful, okay? I'm also feeling, like, at this time, maybe because of the legal issue, are you a little bit, like, more restless than usual?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. Are you taking, like, medication for body aches?
Not right now, no.
Okay. Do you have insomnia?
I think I may be developing it, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's
Alrighty,
definitely
so...
a concern of mine.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn it over to the other ladies because we have this beautiful team here, and I'm going to let them continue on. And I thank you for calling in, Chrissy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ladies.
Hi, Chrissy. It's Nicola.
Hello.
And I'm here with my guide, Len, and he's jumping in, but he's telling me he's making me aware. When I'm listening to you, and I'm listening to DC, my breathing was—I felt like it was quite heavy. Are you having any breathing issues? I don't want you to worry because Len's not worried, but it's telling me that to focus on your breathing. And if so, are you stressing a lot?
Yeah. My allergies have kind of kicked up of late.
Yeah. He's asking you, he said sometimes, we're getting in your head now, Len. He says sometimes you overthink it and you imagine it to be more things than it is. There's nothing wrong with that. I think we've all done that at some point. So you worry maybe your allergies are something more, or maybe you've missed something. Or he's saying try to focus on ways to... easy to say, we know, but try to focus on ways to relax. Because he says also this issue that you've called in about, one of the issues, the legal issue, I asked him to help me pull some cards for you, some messages, and he has, and I've got to say, I like them a lot. You got two which they were reversed, so I'm not worried at all. One was storm warning and one was financial constraints, but they're both reversed. And when I clarified that with Len, he said, it's just to show you that it's kind of a saying we've got over in England, is it's like a storm in a teacup. So it's not as big as you think, and there are ways around it. But twice now, Len has shown me horses. Do you know anything about why he's showing me horses? Because he's not saying. He's just showing me horses rushing past me, and he's smiling a lot.
I love horses.
You love horses. Okay. Right. So he's giving me the thumbs up, which is telling me that he's saying, you know, I've got a connection with you. I like that. But where we're headed,
yeah.
I like very much, Chrissy. And he's telling me that you actually have quite a sense of humour. Yeah. You like to see the good side of things. Yep. And you do that. You giggle a lot, he said. He likes that. He's given you positive movement forward and movement choices and decisions. But what he's saying, because you've got positive movement forward with that, the choices and decisions you're going to make, you won't be unhappy about them. In other words, it's giving you a choice. It's not like saying you either have to do this or this. It's saying, guess what? You can do this or this. So it's a difference in how things are put forward. And you've also got the transformation. So things that you're going through at the moment and how you feel, it's like saying, we're giving you these little issues and we're going to make it all, get these out of the way right now, so that we can get you through the transformation and into the positive movement. Yeah? So
okay.
He said, Yeah, but he's showing me the horses again, but this time they're not galloping at heavy speed. They're sort of running around their paddock, their field. They're just really peaceful and really, he said, try to imagine this is where you're headed. So we've had the day at the races and we're now taking the horses for a rest. We're just getting you through the racing part, okay? But your homework, okay. He said he wants you to, when you feel anxious and when you get with the breathing feelings that he's giving me again, he's saying, I want you to watch some really silly, mindless comedy. Anything, he says, that takes your mind off how you feel and gets you giggling because you've got a very infectious laugh, he's saying. He really likes that, yeah? And he says it will help you a lot. It's kind of like your active meditation. So he said anything that takes you out of yourself at the moment is good for you to get you over this this little part of the bridge over the water. Because he said when you get to the other side of this, you'll look back and think, that wasn't so bad at all. I really love what I'm seeing for you. And you've also had Archangel Shamuel with you. So if there's any healing, oh, I'm chilled. Thank you, Len. If there's any healing to be done in relationships, it will be. So look forward. He's saying look forward. Don't look back. So I hope that was okay for you and it made some sense.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'll hand you over to the wonderful ladies now. Okay?
Hi, Chrissy. It's Mary. The first
Hello.
Thing I got for you, Chrissy, hi, is laughter is your medicine. I kept hearing that, and I'm like, okay, I hear her giggling. So I'm like, okay, so they wanted me to say that to you. So laughter is your medicine. So make sure you giggle and laugh all the time. And when I tuned in and asked about the legal matters, a card jumped out from the angel answering back. And it said, no need to worry. So no need to worry there. And then since you wanted another message, anything that came up, I pulled from the postcards from Spirit. And it says, dear you, now is one of those times you're being asked to add some distance. Take a step back and do nothing but observe. Don't worry about how long it will take to regroup. Just know it's temporary and actually an opportunity to take a breath. Slow down and look at how far you've come. Decisions for the highest good are made when you have clarity, which comes from being open to information from both the intellect and the intuition. And it's funny because I'm getting all tingly because I circled when DC said, use your intuition. I got very tingly in the crown, and now this card is speaking about intuition as well, and I got all chills. So when you step into the role of observer, it's as if you turn on a switch that allows your soul to be an essential part of the information gathering and decision-making process. In this way, you can approach things from a more neutral and non-judgmental place. We know you'll make the right choice. Trust us when we say now is the time to get... What? Hold on. Trust us when we say now is not... the time to get too close to the fray. Step back now. You will be glad you did. Love you.
That's
what I got, Chrissy. Cool. If that resonates. But no need to worry about the legal matter.
Okay.
I need your intuition. And keep smiling. And I know Liz wants to give you her reading.
Yep. So... The first card I pulled for you was in regards to the legal matter, and I got full moon and completion. So to me, it's two things. You're going to get the outcome that you're looking for, but it's also going to help you get closure to the situation. It's more than just, you know, getting through it. And it seems like it's not going to be a big problem either. It's just going to be smooth, you know, like something that happens every month, right? But it's a twofold thing because it gives you this closure to the situation, and you also, you know, are successful at what you're trying to do. So that's important. And then the second card I pulled was in regards to what you needed to hear. And I got the Miriam sacred vision. Choose to forgive in order to heal. See the light in all. Remember that love has no boundaries. So this is saying to, you know, go to those places where you know you need to heal. Or maybe you don't know that you need to heal yet. It might be a little bit of both, actually, I'm feeling. Well, you're going to go to the things that you know and you're going to discover more is what's really going to happen. So, and to forgive those things that we're holding on to. And I know that you know what I'm talking about, the things from our past and, you know, not just this life, other lives too. And, you know, realizing that we don't have to hold onto these unforgiving energies, because they're just not, they don't hold any purpose for us or do anything for us, right? They just make us ill and manifest in us that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but very positive. This card, she's got a, she got three white lilies, just like outside your door. So, yeah, so this is, I just see a lot of good things, but, you know, I don't see anything to worry about. Everything's going to go in your favor. And it's just, you know, breathe. Don't get caught up with time. Just, you know, allow things to take their natural progression, and everything's going to be fine. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And tell your landlord to get your batteries for your smoke detector.
Will do.
All right, Chrissy. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome. And call us back. Let us know how you make out, okay?
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
That
was
a joke about the smoke detector because I'm her landlord, you know.
Oh, my goodness. That's
I
so
love
fun.
That.
Yeah, on the in the spring.
I can hear it beeping.
Well, it's that time of year. All right.
Yeah.
So we have a few more callers. Are we ready to keep moving on?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a couple on here with the same area code. So if you hear us call you and you're not on the air, don't be confused. Area code 704, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name?
Yes, my name's Marcia. How are you?
Good, Marcia. How are you? Do you have a question for us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm single, and I was just wanting to know, do you see me meeting anybody sometime soon this year, hopefully?
Well, let's see what your angels have to say.
Hi, Marcia. This is DC.
Hey.
The first thing I want to ask you is just to, like, breathe and relax. I almost feel like, you know, your energy is like, it just feels like you put your hand in a light socket almost, like it's just like zzz. Is it just because you're calling in maybe, or do you have a lot of stress?
No, it's probably because I'm calling in.
Okay, because the energy just felt like a little, you know, like a little, like weird. I'm getting, you know, if you put it out there and really believe it, that you're going to have the love that you're looking for. Okay? And I'm getting that, like, two of you will mutually feel, you know, the same about each other. Okay? And I'm also feeling, you know, where this is a love where the two of you can really, you know, both of you can feel complete. Okay? So what are you doing in the meantime? Are you focusing on you? Are you loving yourself first? Are you doing something nice for you, Marcia?
Yeah, that's what I've been focusing on. me and my goals and stuff. I took a step back.
Okay, and the goals are great. You've got to make sure that you're loving yourself first, okay? And when you get up in the morning, you do a little mirror work. You know, the first time in the morning when you see yourself, you tell Marcia how much you love her and that she's lovable and she's deserving of the love she's looking for. Because you are a beautiful, beautiful person, and you say it, just say it every day. And, you know, you do nice things when you're in a relationship, you know, for the person you're, you know, in a relationship with, but you've got to remember to do that for you as well. Okay? So it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It could be something really simple. It could, you know, like a scented candle, you know, maybe a new top, like whatever it is, but do something nice for you, hon, okay?
Okay.
And I tell, you know, the women that when I connect with them, did you make a list? Do you have the qualities that you're looking for?
I've been.
And then on the other side of the paper, in the other side of the paper, I put what I call deal breakers because, you know, many women have connected with the men that have these qualities, but they forgot to put the deal breakers. And if you forget to, you know, to put the deal breakers, then you might get some, you know, qualities that you don't want as well with that person, okay?
Okay.
So just be careful with that, okay? And my dog Ginger's coming in. She's one of my guides. And she's saying, you know, you've got to start, you know, mixing things up a little bit. Maybe, you know, take up a hobby, do something different. She's saying variety is the spice of life. And you've got to, she's saying, Marcia, you've got to spice things up a little bit. She's saying before you really get yourself in a rut, you know. So even if, you know, like maybe, you know, stopping at a different store that you normally don't stop at or whatever it is, but it's just like, you know, switching up the routine. And she's saying this will help you in the department of love, okay? Normally just like do the same old, same old? Because Ginger's saying you've got to do something a little bit different, okay?
Yeah, I usually do the same thing.
Okay.
But
well, she's saying you do have a little bit of nervous anxiety in regard to love, you know, and she's saying you're sort of like you're watching and you get overwhelmed. You're feeling like the world around you is moving a little bit too fast. And she's saying, wow. She's saying, Marcia, calm down. It's going to be all right. And she's saying, rest, relax, breathe. And she's showing me, you know, she's showing me, like, she's saying, come here. And she's giving you a hug. And she just wants you to just, you know, breathe. And she's saying, all is well, Marcia. You've got to take it easy a little bit, okay? So she's saying, she's showing me, like, a person. And, you know, this person is very trustworthy, very sensitive, very affectionate. Okay?
Okay.
But getting as well, like, put a little time, you know, into developing the relationship. And make sure that, you know, when you do connect with this person, that you're having some fun. Because this can be the kind of relationship that you've been dreaming about. And it could, you know, it could happen, you know, sooner than you think.
Okay.
Okay? I am getting there's some things that you have to heal. Okay, some, maybe a relationship that needs to be revisited first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if something comes up, just keep saying, I release. And just, like, let it go. You know, invite the angels in and let them help you with that as well. Okay?
Okay.
But I do feel like there is a little bit of healing, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. And thank you for calling in, and please, you know, connect with us again, okay, Marcia?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Nicola?
Hi there. I'm glad you said Nicola because Len is singing a song to you, my guide Len, and I need him to stop, so I'm going to say it. But I'm not going to sing it because, trust me, I cannot sing. He's laughing now. It's put a little love in your heart. I don't know if you know that. It's a song lyric, but he keeps singing it to me. He's saying, when you put the love there first for yourself, then is when you can love someone else. Now, he's not saying you're not lovable. He says you're very lovable. But what he's saying is there is a relationship coming in for you, and I'm seeing it, and it is. I got the chills when DC said about someone you can trust. But the card of deceit came up, but it's not for another person. Len's saying in my ear, it's you, you deceive yourself, because what you do, you tell yourself 10 reasons why I can't date, or 10 reasons why I won't be good enough, for example. And he gave you the angel of love message, because he says that's what you are. You are the angel of love, but you don't see that in yourself. And so he says it's more difficult for you to really take that leap of faith. But there's a real good side to this, really a good side to this, because I don't know, this is not really what you asked about, but I'm getting money, messages about money for you. So something to make you smile financially. You've got choices to make along with that, but you've got daughter value, and it was concerning money, not just relationships. So it's telling you, if you've got any worries around finances, it's asking you to try and let that go at the moment. Because though you cannot see how or why, you're coming into some money. Yeah? And now he wants to give you your homework. He gives everybody homework. When it comes to relationship, for you, he's saying, you can have the world. And he shows me that in a message. You can have the world. But he said, what you've got to do first is, it's like saying, stand your ground. You need to, a bit like the list that you're being asked to consider making, decide just to be yourself. Just say to yourself, I am myself and I am good enough. You don't need to put yourself on a pedestal. You don't need to think that you're any less than anyone else, because Len just wants to put his arms around you and give you a great big hug, bless him. He's giving you the power card, and with that he's saying you just need some inner strength, which you've got. You just need to bring that out now. Just tell yourself, I'm beautiful, I'm worth it, and here I am. And when you do that, he said, when you start to realise that about yourself, you're really going to blossom, as he calls it, because he's given you the fertility card. And this is like the Empress. This is the lady who's... she walks into a room, he's saying, and it's like, I'm here, and everybody turns round. He said, that's you, and that's where he wants you to get to with your energy. So I asked him to tell me what would be a good sort of statement to make to you, and he said, yeah, bring out your inner child, bring out your playful side, because the person that Len is seeing for you, he seems quiet, but he's got this undertone of when you get into conversation with him, he really starts to let go and open up. And you can laugh with him a lot, and he doesn't take life too seriously, which is what you want and what you need, he's saying. And he's saying, he's looking at me and he's winking and he's saying, she has an idea who this might be. Is there someone like that that you're interested in?
No, not that I could think of right now. I just started traveling. I'm a travel nurse now. So I was trying to break up my routine, like the other lady was saying. I'm sorry, I don't know her name. But I was trying to break up my routine because I do kind of stick to the same thing. I try to go out and meet new people and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's telling you that, I'm chilled, he's saying, because one thing that he did say, it makes me feel like it's that feeling of, I don't know how to put it, being tied. It's tied down. But he said, if forgive him for the way he's saying it, but you do that to yourself. But he said, you know, that's okay. Again, we all do these kinds of things. He said, because the feeling with you is that you want to be sure and you want to get it right. But you like that. That he said that it explains a lot of what you do for a career, because you like your attention to detail. But he's saying with this new person, he's very much they're very much a very settled energy, but very thoughtful. I'm getting all good things. But he's just saying you've got to love yourself. Really learn to love yourself, because when you doubt yourself, you hesitate. So he says, don't doubt. He said, don't doubt, go out and shout. So he's saying, you know, go out there and be present and be number one. Because he said, you will attract the right energy. You will, for sure. Yeah. He's saying, did you want to ask him a question?
Is there a time frame?
Time frame, Len? Right, yeah. Okay, I'm going to give it. He's saying between 3 months to 8 months. So we're going between what we now match. June, July, 3 to 8 months. So starting June, July, yeah, going into the new year. But obviously things would have to build up before that for you to actually be in the relationship. But he's saying right. We're going to go anywhere from 3 months onward, he's saying. So not too long to wait, but he said really let things unfold. Bring out your inner child. That's his homework to you. Just your playful energy. Okay?
Okay.
And I hope that helps you. So I'm going to pass you over to the wonderful ladies now.
Hi, Marcia. This is Mary.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to reiterate what the lady said, because everything that I was writing down, I wish I could show you my notebook. It's all the messages coming through were exactly what they were saying. So the first card that came out, and then I'll talk about my messages as I was reading, writing, was the abundance card. And I was hearing abundance comes in different ways. Like it could be with money and also love. And just like the lady said, you have abundance coming. And it says, great abundance will find its way into your life. Your plans will yield prosperity, providing a sense of security about the future. Your angels will be with you as you take the actions necessary to manifest your dreams. Abundance is not always financial in nature. You may be seeking to manifest new ideas, a large circle of friends, vibrant love, I mean a romantic love, and vibrant health. And I underlined, open your arms to heaven to receive with gratitude that which you desire. And then as you asked Nicola about the time frame, I have a time, cards of time, and similar to what Nicola said, I got the 11 weeks. So 11 weeks, which is almost the same thing she said, which is the 3 months, close to the 3 months, so and Len. So it's so on. And then I was also writing to make sure that you write out or even say affirmations, like DC said, and Nicola and Len. I was writing out for you, I am love, I am healed, I am light, and I am divine. Every morning in the mirror. So that's really important. I do that every day. I say my I am affirmations. I do my mirror work. It's good to do every day.
You know, that actually comes in line with what I was thinking. I have prayer beads, uh-huh. And I was just thinking, like, every morning I'm going to use my prayer beads and say my affirmations of love to myself.
Yes. Yes. And also do the I love yous in the mirror, because they really work. I look at myself in the mirror. If anybody would see me, I'm like, I love you. Yeah, I love you. So it's really great to do. So I just wanted to let you know that, you know, those really, really work. And, you know, stay open for the abundance, because it's going to come in many ways. It's going to come with love, and it's going to be with money as well. So I see it in both ways, which resonate with Nicola, Len, and DC. So that's all I have for you. But Liz is coming up next. So hold on, Marcia.
All right, Marcia, this is Liz. The first card I pulled for you is Dawn, New Beginning. And it's this beautiful valley with the river running through it, and the the sun is coming out through the clouds, and it's just a beautiful golden light, which gold usually is associated with abundance as well. So there you go again, another confirmation that there's some abundance in your future, but also a time of new beginning, right? In any moment, we have the choice to choose again and change the way we think or feel about something or our attitude towards it. So I think this is just a time where you're going to decide that there's part of you that you no longer want to carry around or behave like, and you're just going to kind of shed it and step away. That's what's going to lead you towards the abundance. You know, when we connect with our true, authentic self, that's where we attract the right people for us, that the perfect people, those soulmates. And we also get on the path of what's going to make us prosperous, because we're following our heart and our true calling. So when we tune into that and really strip away, like, worrying about anyone else's judgment or, you know, what people are thinking about us, we're such a freer, more efficient, what do I want to say? I can't, successful people, because we're following what we're supposed to be doing, what we're naturally born to do. So, you know, just making those decisions and those choices is what's going to get you on that path. And you'll know, you know, you're just going to wake up one morning, right? One dawn when the sun's coming up and say, you know what, today's the day. I'm not doing this anymore. And don't be afraid of it. It's going to be beautiful. And the second card I pulled for you is Saint Germain and Karma Releasing. It says, move beyond drama, create your own path, make room for good energy. So, you know, you're going to start to eliminate things from your life that you no longer want to deal with. And it's okay. You know, you don't have to feel guilty about it. We're just, you know, as we go through life, we move to different stages and different places. So, you know, sometimes some things aren't meant to be with us for the whole lifetime, just a part of it. And once you do that, you're letting go, too, of all that, any negative energy that you've put out there in the universe before. You know, you're saying, you know what, I'm good with this, and I'm going to move on. And I, you know, I want to release any, you know, anger towards these people or any of that stuff. And it's just going to free you from any negativity coming back to you from your own results. And what's going to happen is you're going to clear that vibration to attract the right people and bring that good energy in, the people that are going to be your tribe and your, you know, your soul connections. So I see a lot of good things coming ahead of you too. And it's just a really beautiful message. So I hope that resonates with you. And of course, we'd love to hear back from you and let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Marcia. You're welcome. Have a great night.
You're welcome.
You too. Good night.
Wow, what a beautiful reading. Well, I forgot to tell Marcia that the Put a Little Love in Your Heart was a single by Jackie DeShannon. Jackie DeShannon.
Oh, no.
Just in case she's still on.
I can hear
I wanted to get it for Len and Nicola.
Thank you. Now Len, sing
you're
it
welcome.
To me again.
You know what? I started to love that song. But what's the little mouse? The little mouse's name? The little white mouse that wears the clothes and he drives the little car.
Oh,
I can't
Stuart.
Think of his name.
Stuart Little.
Tom? Stuart, yes.
Is it Tom?
Stuart Little. And yeah,
oh,
and
yeah.
That song is in that movie as well. Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Yeah,
I love
so
that song.
That's significant. Yeah, that's a significant message. That's awesome. Yeah.
And the world will be a better place. Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm singing it. No, no. I'm singing it now. No.
Oh. Oh, well, we got some more time, so we have some more callers on. Let's keep rocking and rolling.
Yes.
All right. Area code 856, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, it's Rosemary. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hi,
Rosemary. How are you?
Oh, yes. I'm calling back. I got some, like, hits on some openings, so I'm not sure yet which way it's going to go. It's going to go the right way or the wrong way, so I'm in, like, in the process of the interview, I guess, process, so I'm not sure if that's going to go through or whatever you guys take up on it.
All right.
Okay, Rosemary, this is DC. I couldn't hear the question. You were a little fuzzy on my end.
Okay. I know I've been, I talked to you guys last week too, about job opening and stuff. And
okay.
I got some hits, but I'm like in the process of interview in the middle of it. So I was wondering if it's going to go the right way or the wrong way. Because I'm like a 50-50 chance now at this point.
All right, you've got number one, please just stay positive. Visualize what it is you are wanting, okay? And I'm getting, you've got to stay grounded, because I almost see like walking and your feet are, they're not even on the ground. So you've got to focus on what you are wanting. And I'm hearing like career opportunities around you are coming. So you've really got to, you know, think about what it is that you are wanting. I'm getting this is a great time for you to find that, you know, the career that really, you know, makes you, you know, get you excited within, okay? So this is a good time. You know, this is a really, really good time. But you've got to make sure that, you know, before you continue, you've got to get a little bit more grounded. You've got to stay positive. And, you know, you've had a lot of, you know, hard times, but they're not going to last forever. You've got to sort of, you know, make a new story, hon, about you, okay? Because there's going to be a lot of good stuff coming, Rosemary, okay? So
okay,
you have a lot
cool.
of possibilities, a lot of possibilities, a lot of opportunities. Make sure that you are really thinking about what it is you are wanting, not what you're not wanting, okay?
Okay, cool.
I mean, you know, you put in the work and everything. Things will manifest for you, you know, and sometimes, you know, to give it a little nudge, if there's things that you're not using or whatever, donate them. If you go to the store, open the door for the person, you know, in front of you. You know, if you're maybe like at a donut shop and you're in line and stuff, buy a coffee for the person ahead of you, like pay it forward, okay? But I'm getting
cool.
like putting in a little bit more effort, and this will make the situation better, okay? This is a time of change, but you've got to think about it a little bit more, hon, okay?
Yeah, the other opportunities are not happening, so it's give or
take. Because I'm getting obstacles, but you've got to stay a little bit more positive, okay? Things are going to turn out better than you could have hoped for, but you've got to keep going and just stay happy, stay excited. And I do feel, you know, what you are wishing for, you know, you just manifest it and give it some energy. You know, focus that positive energy because now is the time to just break free.
Cool.
And, you know, I feel like you're, like, a little bit tired from all of this. You know, don't think about it and watch a funny movie or something. Okay? You need a little bit of time for you. Connect with your inner child. Do something fun. That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. Just hang in there, and I pulled a card before we started from Liz's beautiful deck. You know, it says dream big. Liz, what is the hands, like the three hands? Dream big, reduce, recycle, reuse. So what would be the significance of that, Maria, with the three hands? Reduce, recycle, and reuse, like while she's dreaming big?
Well, the hands were, they're my son's little hands. So they're, think about when you're that age, you know, you're five and anything in the world is possible, right? Like there's no limit. You can be a rocket, an astronaut, you know, the president, whatever you want to be. So go and have those dreams, right? Because that's where we manifest our future and what we want. So don't you want to reach for the stars and, you know, you'll, wherever you go, you're going to be amongst the stars, right? Like, you're always going to be up there. It's going to be better than you ever thought.
Got
beautiful.
It.
And, you know, when I said, you know, if you have something you're not using, donate it, one of the hands says recycle.
Okay.
So I do feel like your card is spot on with the message. And, Rosemaria, dream big. You know, that's in beautiful letters, dream big. Okay. Well, thank you for, you know, coming in and helping, you know, with the message for your cards. I mean, they're, I just get so fascinated with the artwork, you know.
Yeah,
I love your son's artwork.
Wow.
It's so amazing. Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, I'm turning Rosemaria over to the ladies.
All right. I'll go next.
Hi, sorry. Are you speaking first?
I'll jump in because I have my message here.
Yeah,
I think it ties in really good, well, with DC's actually. So the first card I pulled for you, I actually have to tell you, so I got a brand new deck 2 days ago. I'm not even really ready to work with it yet because I haven't really played with it, and it's just sitting here on the table, and I couldn't stop looking at it as you were talking, and I'm like, all right, I have to pull from that one. So it's the Seven Energies Oracle by Colette Baron-Reed, and the first part I pulled out is Body and Soul, and it's like two lily pads coming together with a lotus flower and this dragonfly, and what I see is the heart chakra. So this is you connecting your higher self with your heart, really. You know, if you want to get a job that you're going to stay at and like and be passionate about it, you have to feel that way about it. So you can't go in willy-nilly. I think just like DC said, a little effort. But make the effort work to you. When you connect with your higher self and your heart and really dig deep and dream big, do those things that you want to do. You know, when you go into meditation and that kind of stuff, that's when you get your insights and your ideas, and your guides can give you the information that you need. So that's what I'm seeing. Do that connection. Stop pushing so hard at filling out applications and doing that stuff. Take a little break. Take a breather and just connect with yourself. What do you really want to do? What, you know, what is the stuff that you enjoy and you would want to do and be passionate about and have you know, that fire in yourself to go to work every day and do this job and do it well. Because the second card I pulled out of that deck for you is the Uncharted Sea. So I see you going in a direction that you haven't even imagined yet. You haven't thought of for yourself. It's just going to be out of left field, and it's going to work. Because I see all these stars and angel lights in the card, and, you know, it's just going to be the perfect thing. This pelican is standing on the front of this boat, and even though the water's a little choppy, he doesn't look scared at all. He is confident, and that's where you need to be. You know, when you're confident, like DC said, when you're confident and you say, this is what I want, that's when you get it, because that confidence just, it radiates off you to the people that you're talking to. So that's what I see for you. I'm going to pass it on to the other ladies, but I think you've got it, and you can make it happen, but it's up to you. All right.
Nicola?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm listening to Len. Hello there, because he's singing another song. Everybody's getting songs tonight as well. And it's, someone, ladies, can you help me out with this? It's only you. Only you can make this world seem right. Only you.
Okay, I'll find
it. Yeah. And he's saying, you're asking about an interview. And Lenny's saying, when you go into that interview, try to be, really smile. because he said it's all about presence with you. Really smile and let yourself go. And he showed me, he's making his shoulders really relaxed. And he's saying that's how he wants it to feel for you. You got firm foundation, but what that's telling me is you need to be more grounded. And I think that may have been said to you. Your intuition is telling you something as well. But what I want to tell you from Len is you are waiting with one of the messages that he drew for you was awaiting results. And so I'm saying, why are you saying that? We already know this. He said, because the universe hasn't decided yet. But he said, as the ladies have been saying, some grounding is needed. But it's time to sort of sit back and look at what you really, really want. Because he's saying, there is a contract for you. He shows me a contract for work. I have it here. And what came along with that was well-deserved reward. So he wants you to look forward to it, but he's saying, in divine timing. He's getting the... he's not being shown. We're not telling you. He's not telling me anyway whether you have this position or not. But he's saying, even if this one isn't for you, it's because something better is absolutely on the way. But you've just got to find balance. So you've just got to be a little bit more relaxed. He said, put your best foot forward, as he calls it. Put your best foot forward. He said, smile. Smile big. And be as relaxed as you can. And you'll find that the well-deserved reward that I'm seeing here is for you. But he's singing again, I'm sorry, but he does this every time. And he's doing the only you. So he's saying, just try to think of yourself as that you stand out, that you are different. When you smile, he said, I'm chilled, thank you, Len. You're going to an interview process as the one that everyone remembers, if that makes sense. So have you got a question for Len? He's telling me you do.
The patience that I lost it, and what I really want is not happening, so it's time to move on to my original position, if that makes sense. My old job.
Your old job. Yeah. It's telling you that, right, it shows me the Wheel of Fortune. I'm not seeing this in a card. Our message is showing me it. And the wheel, it stopped while you hesitate, but then when it moves really fast. And I'm kind of looking at it, and I'm saying, what symbol am I looking at, Len? He's saying, you're not. It's going fast for a reason. Because he said, once you connect with what you really want, as you've just been told, the magic happens. It absolutely happens for you. Yeah? I'm seeing the contract, I'm looking at it. It's actually the card of two people together, but in your case, it's talking about a contract. And it's saying, whatever comes in that you're happy with, because I see you going, yes, that's the one that's going to give you the most rewards. So what is kind of reinforcing what he's already said to you, which is, whatever's coming in for you, the one that you get accepted for is the one that's going to make you happy. And when I see that, it shows me a great big sunrise. So it's going to be more than you think it will be. So he wants you to hold on to that thought. And I hope that makes some sense to you. From Len, you're saying, only you. Only you.
Okay, can you ask Lenny if it's the one from Song by Starcast?
The only thing, when he said that, he just said, can make my day seem bright, bright. Can make, oh, I'm not singing. If I sing, there won't be a show, so I'm not doing it. Only you can make this world seem right. Only you, and you can understand the magic of your dreams. Thank you, Len. So he's saying your dreams can come true, but only you can make it happen, and all you have to do is smile. Because he says you've got a lovely energy when you let go and you smile. So he's going, say it. So I'm going to say it. Let go and let God. Sort of just be into yourself. Don't be too focused on an outcome. Just allow it to come in because you do have something good coming in for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
cool.
just as a confirmation, Rosa Maria, this is Mary. I got the Remain Positive card, and I didn't have to pull it. As soon as you asked your question, I looked at my Angel Answers deck, and it was right there looking at me. And I'm like, yes, is that the one? And they said yes. So it's, you have to smile more, one, and stay optimistic and remain positive. And they're saying the angels are asking you to keep an optimistic attitude. There is very positive momentum beginning to build toward the creation of your desires. You're speeding your dreams along by maintaining a cheerful and confident demeanor. So be confident. It may seem as your plans are taking a long time to manifest, but very soon you will see a change. Don't allow yourself to lose hope when your dreams are so close to coming true. And I'm getting chills, Rosa Maria. So don't give up. Don't allow them to, don't lose hope. That's all I'm saying. And remain optimistic.
Okay, cool. Appreciate
and make
it.
Sure you call us and let us know how everything goes when you do get that job.
All right, cool. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right,
welcome.
Rose Maria. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, ladies. Well, we have about 10 minutes left. We have a few callers on the line. So should we try one more and see if we can squeeze it in? Speed read?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we won't lose the caller. Okay. Ted?
Okay. Area code 856, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I am on a contract right now, and it's supposed to go until the end of the year. I was out of work for the past year, and I just started working on this last month. And I'm trying to get myself caught up financially so I can hopefully buy a home next year. I just wonder if you see me being on track to be able to achieve all of that.
Okay. Well, let's see what we get for you.
Okay. Hi, Laura. This is DC, hon.
Hi, DC.
Hi. I'm getting the first thing you have to do is be more confident in what you are able to achieve. Okay. And I'm also getting, like, your emotions might be getting in the way, so be careful with that. You've got to have a little bit more patience and, you know, invite your angels in and let them help you with the divine right time in regard to your situation. And in the meantime, just, you know, be at peace with it, let go, let God, and be happy for what is coming to you. And just, you know, have faith, you know, that, you know, things are going to resolve themselves in the divine right time. Okay?
Okay.
And allow your angel to, you know, to guide you as, you know, what to do to move forward. Okay? And I'm hearing messages. You're going to receive messages that are going to help you to make, you know, that dream become your reality. I'm hearing resolutions. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. Stay positive, hon.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. And really fast, I have to tell you, I pulled a card from Liz's deck, and it says, it only takes one spark to light up the darkness, be the spark. So I feel positive. Ladies?
Hi there. Can I jump in from Len? Because here we go with another song. And if I don't say these songs, I won't get it. You'll keep repeating it. And the song is,
sure.
I think this one might not be an easy one because he was really saying something. It was a band, and it was the band I know. They were it was all ladies singing. He was really saying something, and so I said, "Oh, I'm chilled. Lenny's definitely wanting me to communicate to you." I took some cards and I took them from three different decks, and every time, in their own way, I got the similar message of, you need to speak up, there's some situation or some part of what you're asking where you're not saying what you really need. You got throat chakra, open up, stand your ground. And Len was singing that song to me. He was really saying something. So he said, don't let a misunderstanding get in the way of what you want. So if you're given some advice, and I'm not talking about from the lovely ladies here, I'm saying if you're given any advice as regarding a move, or check it and check it again. Because it's almost a feeling of, it's showing me you being disappointed when there's no need to be. You can do this. There are ways you can do what you want. But I did get chills when DC talked about being a little bit patient. But one of the messages that goes along, Len is on fire tonight. One of the messages that goes along with the throat chakra of speaking up was open up. So be open to possibilities as well of different solutions. But what you will like to hear is you got the message of shine. So when things do start to happen for you, it's like you come to life. It's really beautiful. It's like the sun comes up more than once, if that's ever possible, in the same time frame. But you also got rest and reconsider. But in that, it's saying take a step back and really think about what you want. So what you think you want now, by next year, it might have totally changed. So it could be that you still want to buy your home, but it's changed into something really different than what you first thought of, which is not a bad thing, because your outcome was victory and success. But Len's telling me what he said at the beginning, is there an issue with speaking out about something? It's come up a lot, and he's saying, and he's singing the song. So
I don't. Does he want me to be more vocal on my job or something, maybe?
He's going, yes. He's playing at teacher tonight, I'm afraid. He's not being sarcastic. He's playing at teacher. And so songs and things, it's kind of like a, I'm saying in my head, are you saying it's a question and answer session, Len? And he's just, he said yes. So I'm getting from that you've given him the answer that he was hoping to hear. But what he's saying, be vocal in the right way, of course. He's giving his disclaimer. So this is not about being too direct. This is about, it feels like sometimes you hold back. And he wants you to put yourself forward. Yeah, he's telling me. So it's the biggest thing here tonight from his message that he wants you to take away as homework from teacher Len. So, So he's saying if you can really sort of focus in on not holding back so much. And he said, when you do that, victory and success will be yours. And he's also, I've just taken another one and I'm chilled from it. It goes perfectly with this. Stand your ground. So he said, be valid. You're as valid as anyone else. So he wants you to speak your mind, go forward, and then the big one, you'll shine. Definitely, you're going to shine like a star, he said. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
So, I hope that makes sense for you.
It does. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I needed that.
Hi, this is Mary. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I pulled from the postcards from Spirit for you, and as the card says, dearest you, over here there is no mystery for us to unravel. As we know intimately how connected we all are, how the web of creation works, and how Spirit is in every aspect of life, from the invisible to the visible. But it's impossible for humans to comprehend the complexities of how things actually work, because the most important threads in the tapestry don't make sense in the dimension you live in. That said, can you feel the importance of these currents of energies that bring events together in miraculous ways?
you can't understand with your mind, but you can know with your heart and soul. Trust that even though you don't know how, the what or the why, we do. Surrender to the mystery and have faith that the unseen world is watching you with loving eyes. A spirit weaves your life's mysterious and beautiful tapestry in glorious technicolor. Loving you so much as always, spirit.
Wow.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
Yeah, I like that.
I love these cards and I love these messages. I mean, every week I pull a daily, a weekly for myself. And there is one more. Liz is coming up now. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, Laura. This is Liz. And the first card I pulled for you is DNA karma. So what you're dealing with is actually something that you brought from another lifetime. Sometimes we have to heal these things in the current lifetime in order to get rid of it from our soul. So the second card I pulled for you was Hilarion, Divine Healing. Honor your sensitivity. Retreat to recharge and heal. Your light can support others. And so this card is all bright green, and he has a green emerald on his chest. So what I'm getting is come from your heart, speak your truth, say what it is that you truly feel. And when you do it from your heart, from a place of love, then you don't upset and offend people. When you just speak authentically, people tend to understand you. And a lot of times we try to take what we want to say and sugarcoat it or try to reword it so it's, you know, perfect and not offensive. And sometimes we just need to speak whatever comes out of us in a truthful manner because that's when we're our most authentic. And that's when the words just flow and we just know what to say. We don't even think about it. So, and when you, and it's, I will say it's a little scary. It's a little nerve-wracking and intimidating, but you just have to call in your team, you know, deep breath, take a deep breath before you speak, and ask your guides to be with you and support you, and they're going to help you to have the words that you need. And, you know, it will take a little practice, but you'll get it. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at it, and you'll heal this karmic DNA that you've brought with you from the past lifetime. And then when your soul moves on, your next lifetime, you won't deal with this anymore. It'll be something that you've healed and moved away from. So, I think you have a lot of good things happening. But reconnecting with yourself, getting in touch with that, inner you and, will be very important. So I hope that message serves you, Laura. And
definitely.
Please give us a thank call you. Back and let us know how you make out, okay?
I will. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate the reading. Thank you.
God
You're
bless.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Bye.
Woo! We made
well,
it.
That is beautiful.
And wrap up and say where we're from, right? Or how to reach us, how to get with us.
Actually, it ended already, right, Stacey?
I believe it did.
Yeah.
Well, it says, so whoever's on the line, if there's anybody left, we could still connect with them.
Okay.
I believe Mary said that there's one more caller that was waiting.
Yeah, the 704 number, she's a great supporter of ours. And she's been on hold for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, we can each give a little bit, just a really fast.
Yeah.
Area okay. 704, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name? Crystal? Hi, Crystal. Do you have a question for us?
Just a general reading would be great.
All right.
Okay. Crystal, this is DC. Thank you for, you know, holding on and being patient. I'm getting, you know, Are you like in need of peace maybe in your life at this time? Because we have one of the beautiful angels coming forward, and he wants to help you to be a little bit, you know, more content and to be able to release things that need to be released, to trust, to have faith. So is there something that maybe a situation that is like giving you some concern?
Yes, my health.
Okay. All righty. Well, you know what? I'm going to turn you over to Nicola, and we're going to, you know, each give you a little bit, hon. God bless.
All right. Thank you.
Hi there. Nicola here. And Len is immediately giving me another song. So I'll quickly say it. Shine Like a Star is the lyric. That's what he wants you to do because he doesn't want you to worry. He's also saying, rest and rejuvenation. You need to rest. You need to rest, not focus too much on what's going on around you that you don't need to worry about. I got the message of contract, but I feel it's more that to do with your health. You talked about your health. I think it's a solution. Lenny's telling me solution. I like to hear that from him. Yeah, and you've got two archangels here. You've got Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Uriel. I feel there's someone around you. Are you in a relationship, if I may ask?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's giving you a lot of support? I hope so, because I'm seeing a lot of support here. I've got Lenny's telling me, and I've also got three different messages. You've got daughter romance. I don't know if it's that you're not feeling very romantic at the moment. But you've got man holding a heart. So someone around you cares about you a lot more than you think they do. And he said you need to hear that for some reason. But he said shine like a star, that the star that you are, okay? He wants you to do that because you do. You stand out. But your big one from Len is rest and rejuvenation. So you need to have more rest. You're feeling very overtired, he's telling me. Is that right? Is it correct?
Yeah, well, sleep has been an issue, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's saying even if you cannot sleep, if you could maybe just listen to some relaxing music or even just anything that makes you feel more at peace with yourself, and it will help you a lot. But he said try not to worry because contract is telling me that there are solutions coming for you. So
wonderful.
I hope that's okay for you, and I'm going to hand you over to the lovely ladies.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Hi, Crystal. It's Mary. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you for calling, and thank you for always supporting us. So I just wanted to say that.
Absolutely.
I pulled from the postcards from Spirit, and it says, it's a great message. Dearest you, do you know how much we love you and want to help you? We are here for you, and we hear you ask for guidance. But you must let go and let us help you. I feel like saying let go and let God, like Nicola and Len is always saying, and I'm getting a chills. And it says, you don't have to do it all. You've done your part. Now let us do ours. You would be awestruck if you knew how many strings were pulled through the matrix to give you what you need and desire. Spirit has a plan, and when you sign up to be a co-creator, you need to remember to allow the partnership. It's not one-sided. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting chills. Your desires and plans meet up with those of Spirit. Remember, though, Spirit's timetable and ideas of how things will play out may be quite different from yours. Trust us. Spirit's ideas are amazing. Now let go and let us do the magic. Pay attention to other areas of your life, and before you know it, a miracle will have taken place. We love you so very much. Oh, my gosh, that was so beautiful.
I keep thinking,
let go and let God and let Spirit, too. Because, you know, anyway, you're just like us. We're one in the same. Oh, my gosh, how beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn you over to Liz, Crystal.
Thank you. That so resonated with me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Crystal, the first part I pulled for you is shaman, ancient healing wisdom. So you're being called to reconnect with yourself. Are you meditating regularly on a daily basis or
yes.
journaling? And this is, okay.
Yes.
So this is where you're going to get your insights. You probably know this. And it's telling you to really tap into this. This is the time now, you know, where the world is right now in this craziness that's going on. We're all starting to open up a little bit, right, in different ways. And we already have all this knowledge and wisdom within us. We come here with it, but we forget it as we learn the human way. So it's telling you to really get into these meditations, really, when you're journaling, stop thinking about what you're journaling and just start writing, just start flowing, because the messages are going to come through that way. And that's where you're going to find your answers and the wisdom and the knowledge that you're looking for. It's all going to come out that way through those two tools of meditating and journaling. And then the second card I pulled for you is Lord Shiva and Transcendence. It says, rise up, honor your inner force. Steps are being given. Dance with the universe. So it's all about going with the flow, too. You know, if you're, like, going against the tide, working, you know, something's not working out, step back and just say, okay, not meant to be. Let that, you know, turn that power over to the universe, because generally the universe is bringing you something better than you even had wished for in the first place. So, you know, just release what you want the outcome to be and let the universe bring you what it has for you, because there's so much out there. It's beyond what you are even imagining. And, you know, that's going to be where you rise up to that next place where you have that next awakening and opening. So, you know, it's just I see a lot of good things coming for you and a lot of opening up and connecting. And you just need to relax and not control it. That makes sense.
Yes, that makes sense.
All right.
So much sense. Yes. Makes so much sense. You guys did a beautiful job. You nailed it.
Thank you. Sorry you were on hold for so long.
Oh, that's okay. I believe it was meant to be. So.
Yeah.
So thank you guys
thank
so
you
much.
Again,
I appreciate
Crystal.
You fitting me in.
Oh, you're welcome. And make sure you call back and let us know how you make out, okay?
All right. Thank you, ladies. Have a great night.
You're welcome. You too.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Wow, what a beautiful night of colors and reading.
Really. It was. It was totally amazing, and Ginger enjoyed all those song messages, so she put on Lady in Red for Nicola.
I was listening to that
it.
Today. I love that.
Oh, my
I found
goodness.
That song.
Nicola,
you
look
was
so
really saying something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. I'm being humbled now. Can you hear the cat purring? Chunky Monkey, she's here.
I love her beautiful lipstick. You had that red lipstick on. Oh, gosh, that you look so amazing.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. I don't know what else to say to that, but thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. And you ladies, what ratings? Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful night.
Yeah, so nice to all be together again. It seems like it's been forever that we've all been on.
Yes. It really does. And I just, like I said, I had such a reaction when I opened up, you know, your beautiful package, Liz, and my friend had the same reaction.
Aww.
So, I mean,
that makes sense.
Your packaging, like you really put so much thought into everything. Thank you.
Yes, she did. So beautiful. From
you're
the,
welcome.
From the wrapper to the little angel with the address and label.
To the
I was like, thank you.
beautiful. I was like,
I know, I know.
It's
the color of the
packing, Liz.
Yeah, you did a beautiful job. Wow.
Yep. Thank you. I tried to put a little time into all of it and make it special.
Yeah. Oh, you do. My goodness. You do. And Ginger's saying to you, Mary, take some for yourself because you've been creating, creating, creating. And then you're recreating, then you're creating, you're growing, you're creating. She's saying, take a little bit of time for you. My goodness.
Yeah, I'm trying.
A little bit of Mary.
It's so hard. Yeah. I'm trying to work on me now.
Self with love, you know, and just take some time for you.
Yeah. I promise, this weekend.
Self-love. Well, thank you, ladies. Lynn ate my Jell-O during the show, so my husband's going to the store and eat Jell-O.
So just quickly, before we go, ladies, Len gave you all a song, and he's laughing and running away at the same time. It's I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Okay?
Oh,
I love
my goodness. Yeah.
But he's saying something by Christmas. So
yeah, but
I
I think we're expecting a little bit of snow. It better not be looking like a white Christmas. I've
white
had it with
spring,
this.
Right,
oh, my gosh.
He's laughing
it's a
so hard.
It's a nice, hot, sunny Christmas on a beautiful beach, okay? But, oh, my gosh, that message scared me a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
No, don't be scared because he's laughing. He's laughing a lot. Yeah.
Oh, he's laughing. Yeah, he doesn't have to shovel it. Yeah.
He's coming to look in the refrigerator again. He's coming back.
I was listening to you. I read what you said. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, and I didn't put it together. And he's saying, DC, let go of the anxiety. Let it go. Let it go. I'm like, all right. You ate my Jell-O. Now you give me anxiety.
Oh my god.
So I apologize, ladies. I apologize.
Come on.
No, he goes in your fridge and he tells me to tell you what you've got in there. So.
Well, he ate my Jell-O.
He loves Jell-O, and he said, some more of that cream in a can, but can you make it the extra sweet variety?
I have that,
right?
I didn't touch that. He could have take it home. Of all that. Oh, my goodness. All right, ladies, you have a blessed evening and happy St. Patty's Day. And
yes,
thank you all
you.
For the... Yes, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.